The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
Hey, Jace, did I see you drive by my house in a new car?
You sure did there, Goober. I waved to you in your front lawn.
Nice. I didn't know you were getting a new one. Where did you go, Jason?
I went to Sears Imported Autos, and I really wasn't planning on getting a new car. But I went online, I saw a car, I went in there, and Sue, I love Sue, her service was amazing, and it really was one of those examples of customer service makes a difference. And it's not a surprise to me. They've been in business for over 55 years, serving not one, not two, not three, four Lex and Dawn, four generations of happy customers, and now I'm one of them. They were named best of the best for Mercedes for 2018 and 2019. I mean, it is really where, as they say, quality meets affordability. The selection of their certified pre-owned vehicles will help you find like a dream car at the price you want. So if you're going to get a car, Dawn or Lex, Sears Imported Autos. Where are they again, Lex?
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka.
More information at searsimports.com.
And when you walk into Sears Imported Autos, make sure you say you heard about them from Jace.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome
to Jason and Alexis in the Morning on this, Thursday, March 4th, 2021. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenner Mattel. Welcoming you to our broadcast. Thank you for being here. Thank you very much.
Gracias. You're the best.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. It is 7:06. Well, coming up on 7:06, we're going to start with an ab fab from Dawn McClain. And I love this. I love a good ab fab first thing in the morning.
Yeah. Absolutely fabulous.
What is this, Dawn?
Okay, Rihanna, she has her lingerie line, Savage X Fenty. And, you know, this is becoming like a billion-dollar company. It's just exploding. And she has hired a model, and she is a little person to be a brand ambassador.
Shut up!
She is adorable, and I've been following her on Instagram. Her name is Tamara McLaughlin. And she's so cute. She has a really fun Instagram. She's 23 years old. And she was so excited. Basically, they found her. She has a really big TikTok following and Instagram. And she was so ecstatic when she got the news from them. And they wanted her to be a part of the team that she just started crying immediately. And her name is it is T A M E R A and then M C L A U G H L I N.
That, you know what? You know what's great about it is what?
The spelling, I was trying to follow along, but I couldn't. Sorry, I'm like,
oh God, I know. It's like when
Pete. Okay, what?
Okay, so.
All right, no.
It's Tamara McLaughlin.
Okay.
So it's TamaraMcLaughlin. So McLaughlin.
Gotcha.
Yes. Oh.
You can actually representation matters.
Yeah.
I was just going to say what's delightful about this is hopefully this is one more step to the day where this doesn't make news.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I remember it was a giant deal when Target started featuring models from the Down syndrome community.
Mm-hmm.
Now you don't hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you shouldn't hear about it. And you know what I mean by that. It should just be, it should not make news.
Yeah.
It should just be. I remember we're all old enough to remember when it was a giant deal when there were interracial couples in commercials. I think one of the Bells, one of the phone companies in the 80s, I remember, I don't know if this was just a Chicagoland, keep the glass. I don't know if this was just a Chicagoland deal, but one of our phone companies featured an interracial couple in the 80s. And I remember as a child, it was like, what? What? And now, you know, these things shouldn't make news. So that's why I think this is delightful. Congratulations. Way to go.
I'm going to tweet out a link to her Instagram so it's easier for you to find, because it's not quite. I followed it through the article. Yeah. So you can look at my Twitter, Dawn at Dark, and follow that link to find her.
Perfect. Perfect. I will add, since Ab Fab in here, let me add a quick one. Not Smart, but Hanson did this on the show, yes, on the talk show yesterday, talking about this great Bloody Mary festival that's going on, a virtual Bloody Mary festival.
Ooh.
And yeah.
How does that work?
Well, you pay like a fee, and then you're shipped, I think, 8 different Bloody Mary mixes, Lex. And yeah. Steph has all of it on our website, stephaniesdish.com, and then we have it. We have the whole segment on the Jason Show Facebook page. I'm not a big Bloody Mary kind of guy, Lex, Dawn, and Kenny, but I was looking at some of these mixes, and now let me pause and say, it was hysterical watching Steph like drink them live to try to figure out which one she liked the most. But anyway, that's a whole other thing. But there is something for everyone. If you like a spicier one, there was one Bloody Mary mix that was made here in Minnesota that was slightly sweeter.
Ooh, is it called Fast Mary's?
Well, Fast Mary's was one of them spotlighted, but I don't know if that was the quote unquote sweet one that oh, okay. Steph tried. But Fast Mary's favorite. Was. Really? Why? What?
Yeah,
what is it about
like
that
one? It has
like
a dill flavor in it. It has a very strong, salty addition to
pickly
your
flavor.
Pickly.
Oh, that sounds kind of good.
Oh, it's so good. And there's like a spicy and then a regular as well. And of course the woman who started it, she just is awesome. So you gotta love that. Nice and local.
Yeah, let me pull up, because Lex, like I said, Proud Mary, not Proud Mary, Fast Mary. Sorry.
Fast Mary.
And the Proud Mary, keep fonting. Yeah.
Her font and everything. It's a cool looking bottle, too, on top of it just being
delicious.
And you
delicious. Know, I love a good logo. I love a good logo. Okay, yeah, here we go. The best Bloody Mary mixes. Let me pull up the... yes, she was mentioned, and... oh, the post doesn't have all of them in there, but yeah, Craft and Vine Picklery is another place that she spotlighted in this segment. Lex, have you ever heard of that?
I haven't tried that one, no, but hey, yeah. You add pickles to anything and I'm game.
Yes. Yep. Oh, and Nan's was the one, Nan's
oh,
mix.
Yeah. That's good.
Was from Hudson. That was the one that she found a little, like, out of the flavor profiles, a little sweeter.
A little sweeter.
A little sweeter. So... there we go. So, yeah, check out that on Stephanie's Dish. 2 Ab Fabs for you. 2 good ones to kick off the 7 o'clock hour. Hey, when we come back, you know, let's do this. Alexis has gotten her hands on another preview clip from that Oprah Megan interview over there on CBS. So we will listen to that. Plus, I have live action Pinocchio news. That's right.
Oh, that just growing by the inch.
Anyway,
we'll be right back, everybody.
Yeah.
Warning, here comes a cliche, ladies. Your smile is your calling card to the world.
Yeah, even though people can't see our smiles on the radio.
Well, they can sense we're smiling even during your dad jokes, Lex.
Dawn, I don't know if I would categorize that post-joke look as smiling.
Rude!
All jokes aside, your smile is so important, and if you don't like yours for whatever reason, it can be debilitating. It can really affect the quality of your life. And that's why we're so proud to represent Dr. Amy Hughes at Hughes Dental. Dr. Amy has her fantastic virtual smile consults. Here's how it works. You email Dr. Amy with your smile concerns. You can even upload a pic at hughes-dental.com. And Dr. Amy will send you back a private video message detailing an action plan. And here's one of the best things. There's no pressure to buy. She doesn't believe in that stuff. This is your year to change your smile. And yes, here's another cliche, change your life.
And she's the best at cosmetic dentistry. Don't you have a fun nickname for Dr. Amy, Jace?
I sure do. The Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Trust her, we do.
Very good Yoda there, Dawn. Contact Dr. Amy and take advantage of her virtual smile consult at hughes-dental.com. And don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist, too. She's my regular dentist. Again, that's hughes-dental.com. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk 107.1. That Oprah, Meghan Markle, Prince Harry interview is coming up, and boy, we thought the first preview promised a good interview, but the more we're learning, I don't want to overhype it. I don't think CBS does. I think they're going to deliver. This looks juicy as a piece of fried, I mean, just like a piece of jackfruit. Chicken tender or something. Something. Jackfruit. Sure.
Jackfruit.
Go ahead,
yeah. Oh.
We love her, don't we?
How about guava? Is that better?
Sure, that's better. Did they release a new preview there?
Oh, yes, they did. CBS, they got all the dramatic violins going off. Like, there is an orchestra playing right behind that camera, because, wow. Wait till you guys hear this one. I cannot wait for Sunday night. It's when this airs. And Oprah just straight up asks about the risking things of losing things by doing this interview just in and of itself, and wait to hear Meghan's answer.
Here we go.
How do you feel about the palace hearing you speak your truth today?
I don't know how they could expect that after all of this time, we would still just be silent if there is an active role that the firm is playing in perpetuating falsehoods about us. And if that comes with risk of losing things, I mean, there's a lot that's been lost already.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is the I mean,
they're going there.
Well, and then there was another story about how she has, there's an alleged story that she bullied some of the staff when they were about to leave.
Yeah.
And the palace actually commented on this, which they never do. And they said, we take this very seriously and we won't tolerate any type of bullying and we will be investigating this. What?
Like, the timing curious, guys.
It's weird.
What?
And then Harry did an interview where he talked about who he thought should play him on the crown. Which means he's acknowledging that it exists, because the palace doesn't ever talk about it.
Yeah. That was with Corden.
Yeah.
With James Corden.
And it's like, so they watch it.
Yeah. And he was delightful. You know what? And I said this after I saw that clip. That's why people, look, I know they had their detractors. I'm very pro. My executive producer, Jeff, just rolls his eyes because he thinks, like maybe some of you do, the whole woe is me of like, oh, it's, you're complaining about being Meghan and Harry. I'm like, look, we have no idea what that life is like. Yeah, there are a lot of great things that come with it, but my goodness.
Well, that's why they're creating another life for themselves.
Yes.
I don't know why that's so hard to understand.
I don't either. And I don't know why it's so hard for people to understand that you had a young boy watch his mother get killed because she was harassed and chased and hunted. Mm-hmm. Hunted. And this isn't dramatic. Hunted like an animal by the British press.
Well, and look what happened to Meghan.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Lex. I mean, if you had a little boy, Harry, watch his mom get killed, wouldn't you think he would grow up and do everything he can to prevent, as he said in the last promo, history from repeating itself?
Mm-hmm,
why, like you said, Lex, why? I don't understand why that is so hard for people to wrap their brain around. I think that
there's
makes
plenty of people who are keeping the history and the tradition.
Yes.
He's, what, like 12th in line or 10th, whatever. You know, there's, he's just doing his own thing, and that it's always on Meghan. It's like, he can't make his own choices.
Again, Bradley Traynor will be king before Harry. So why it's this, you know,
oh
Sir
my God,
Bradley
please.
Of Traynor.
Oh God, that would be great.
Your Majesty, your turkey, your ground turkey meat's ready. Please bring it in. Yes. But no, I don't. whenever I get into discussions like we did with Hanson, with Stephanie Hanson, to me, the concept is so simple. And it actually endears me to Harry. It makes me love him because he is, to me, it's as simple as dude is protecting his wife and his family.
Yeah.
That's it. Period. On the end of the sentence. And it doesn't, it's nothing more convoluted than that. And I really got that even from his funny exchanges with James Corden. The fact, and he's very relatable again, and that's his mom coming through. He does talk about the crown. It's not like, oh, I can't talk about it. Oh, please, please. Because you know when you do that crap, it just makes it more mysterious. It's like when you tell a kid they can't do something. What does the kid do? It wants to do it.
That's all they want.
Not it. I mean, they.
It wants,
My feeling of children are really coming out. But you know what I mean. The child wants to. Child wants to do it. Anyway. Can we lighten the mood? Because we forgot to bring this up yesterday.
Yeah.
And this is a fun way, because this is a serious topic. But can we reintroduce, speaking of children, Lex, does your child have a cussing problem?
Oh, my God.
Maybe. I think he's saying sit.
No.
No. Bad news for you, huh?
No. No, Lex.
It's so funny, because... You've got to go to her Instagram and see this video. She's pushing him in his stroller.
Shared that with you guys.
Oh, just us?
Yeah.
Oh.
But, because I'm just curious to see what you guys thought. And,
Would you like us to tell you?
Yeah. What did you all hear?
Your son is saying the S word repeatedly, Lex. I mean.
You're like, what did you say? What are you saying?
Huh? And sometimes he actually uses it appropriately, and it's great.
Yeah.
And I can't help but laugh, because I'm like, yeah, kid. But that's not a good mom, is it? I don't know.
Oh, God. Well,
let's check in with the little cuss word monster here. Let's check in.
Salty little creep.
Don, go ahead.
Hi.
Don, turn on.
Hi.
Hi, Sam.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good, except I got something in my diaper.
What do you have in your diaper, then?
I got some...
Okay, Zen. Okay, we get it.
And then can you change, please? Bye!
Wow, Lex, we had to use the dumb button on your son, literally and figuratively, right there.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Oh,
I have to watch my reactions because I just laugh, and that's not good.
Yeah, no, you can't do that.
I just need to ignore it.
Man, it is so funny though.
Yeah, it was... kids cursing, man. Ooh.
Well, and as I sent to you in that text message exchange, I take full responsibility.
Yeah, yes. You're proud.
Auntie Jason takes full responsibility because I started teaching him way back when.
No, I mean, he wasn't even supposed to be born yet.
No!
He was living in the hospital.
He was in the hospital. Dawn's right. He wasn't even supposed to be hatched yet, and I'm teaching him cuss words.
Yeah.
Big
you
ones.
Went from 0 to 100 instantly. I mean, there was no warm up. There was no trying out ass or damn
No.
It was right for the big one. Even it's the word that's worse than the F word.
Oh, it's horrible.
Oh, my God.
I went straight, like, I didn't pass go. I passed everything. I just went right to it.
Oh, blame Jason.
And then I did, and I think he tooted a little bit as soon as I said it, too, which I think he liked.
He cried. He let out a cry.
Uh-huh.
And he like, did a little fart.
Why is this homosexual teaching me this word?
Bet you $100 the next time you meet him, Jason, he'll blurt that word out.
Oh, yes.
Bleep.
Yeah.
Beep.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
The best is, too, when the kids know it's bad, too. And they say it, and you laugh, or then you say, oh, no, you can't say that. And they're like, don't worry, I'll save it for later.
Yeah.
Yeah, when other people are around.
Yeah.
So good. So good. 727. When we come back, we're going to continue laughing. A little Would You Rather next. She told me she loved me and she's been waiting, been fighting hard for your love. And Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Everything B. Arthur. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Thank you so much for being here, hanging with us.
Universe.
I don't know if you guys know this, but all four of us are doing the show right now from a waterbed.
Get that motion going, guys.
I'm stuck in the crack.
It's hot in here.
Dawn, get out of the crack, girl. Get out of the crack. Is it leaking?
No. I'm just over on the side here in the crack. I can't get out.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dawn. I'm sorry.
Move over.
I'm trying.
Are they sweaty, Gosh. Really?
They are. They're gross. I had one as a teenager. Right. I even lost my virginity on one. Don't ever
That's
do that.
Right.
Yeah. I've slept on one. Well, I lived in Dallas for 5 years.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy. Did you, Dawn?
No way. My boyfriend was 6'7", and I ended up in the crack all the time because he's so big that you sink down into the side.
Yeah. Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, that's like a solo sleeping experience.
Yeah. Yep.
And again, it's not conducive to Nookie.
No.
It's just not. Because you go up and the other person goes down.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Not it's good.
Just like,
it's
row.
There's no resistance.
I don't have, I'm Steve Martin in The Jerk on a normal day. You know, I have no rhythm. And you add trying to have rhythm for the Nooks? No. It's not happening. Mama, I got rhythm. Anyway, that's what I was like in my waterbed. Let's play some Would You Rather.
It's time to make a choice. Would you
rather? Okay, let me say this before we get going.
Okay.
Now, we're going to pull, this is a pull back the curtain moment, okay?
All right.
We are testing a video thing again. Okay, and this always happens during this segment. Remember the great Echo segment of 2021?
One of my favorite segments of all time on the show.
Of
more than a decade.
Ever. We're getting ready to test. They think, and when I say they, I mean B. Arthur, our boss. They think they have solved the technical aspects of this video thing. Mm-hmm. You're getting ready to see if that's true when I roll the music for Would You Rather. So buckle your safety belts.
That's right. That was the problem last time. Mm-hmm.
Let's try this. Here we go.
It's time to make a choice. Would you rather? Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather?
Here we go.
Oh.
Oh. We're not echoing.
No. Kenny, say something.
Hi, how are you?
Alexis, say something.
Hello.
Stop.
No echo. That's good.
And you can hear the music bed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Great.
Now, if listeners can hear us, tweet us, okay? Because that was the other thing.
Yeah. Can you hear all of us?
Can you hear all of us?
Hello, the music bed. Yeah. Okay, here we go. We'll just act like everything's fine.
Yeah.
As we always do anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
your attempt.
My MO in normal life. Just act like it's fine. Just don't say anything. Mm-hmm.
But, would you rather hear the voices of dead people or see the ghosts of dead people?
Interesting.
I know.
I'd rather see them. Because hearing them, I think I'd feel like I'm going crazy, not knowing what's happening.
I'm going to go. I think the voices would scare me more. At least if I see the vision, if I see them, I can more properly run from them. Yeah.
Now, Dawn, you have the most experience with this.
She's probably had both.
Yes. Right. You probably want both.
I've not seen. I've never seen anything, but I have heard for sure and recorded. It's better to hear them because then you can communicate. So I would rather hear.
Huh. Oh, with hoots and clicks, or?
No, you just talk back to them and ask them questions, and they answer.
Hoots and clicks. Kenny,
Jesus,
did you answer?
Talking to a ghost.
That's me talking to a ghost. Kenny, did you answer, my friend?
I would love to put a face to the voices I already have in my head.
Perfect.
So, you want to see them? Okay.
I'd like, just for once. Yeah.
Would you rather wake up as a new random person every year and have full control of them for the whole year, or spend a single day inside a stranger once a week without having any control of them?
Ding, ding. I want to do that. Then you don't have to make any choices. You just really experience their
life.
Where
do I go for a day?
How they feel.
Or a year.
Yeah, do we trade spots?
No follow-up questions.
This is like Wonder Woman, 1984. What the heck happened to that guy that he went into the body?
Yeah!
Chris Pine, you know? Where's that guy?
Where's that, yeah.
I would rather do what Alexis said. Just go into someone's body for a day and not have any control and just experience it.
Oh, are you kidding me? Off come the clothes. I would act as insane as I
for
possibly
a year.
Could. No, for a day. I thought it was for a day.
No, it's a year in someone else's body. Or a day you can't control.
Once a week.
I would do can't control. Yeah.
Yeah. A day once.
That would
a
be
week.
Fun sometimes.
Yeah.
Inevitably, you'll get a moron, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the Wheel of Fortune will eventually spin
I would make sure. 24 hours.
I would, in that one day, I would make sure that person is a moron. I would get it all out of my system. Just everything that
you
I can't
control them,
the
Kenny.
Time.
You can't control it, Kenny.
This isn't any fun.
I know, I'm sorry.
Can you imagine once every week you're a victim on SVU or something? That would not be fun.
Yeah. No, thanks, Lex.
Okay, maybe, no, baby. We'll be a baby. Yeah. We'll take care of animals or something. Yes.
Something. Would you rather be a spouse of a polygamist or never have a relationship longer than 1 year?
Oh. That means we have sister wives?
I love when Lex gets sad by my questions. I love when she takes personal, like she really internalizes. Oh, really?
She's really thinking of Anhil having other wives.
Those other wives wouldn't make it.
What did you say about the other one? What was the
be the spouse of a polygamist? Uh-huh. Or only have relationships that last 1 year for the rest of your life.
I'll be the spouse of the polygamist. It'll give me a goal to be the best sister wife because I'm competitive.
A little competitive.
Dawn, you are number one.
Yeah. And all the rest are like, oh, he doesn't like me as much. Too bad. You should do what I do.
You're the number one sister
wife. But you don't share
wife.
Your secrets.
No way.
She doesn't share her sister wife secrets with anybody. Kenny?
I don't know the ins and outs of being of polygamy. Is it
you'd be a brother husband.
But do you all share the same shack, or is it one-on-one? Because if it's just a big orgy every night, I'm in. Come on, let's do that. But if it's a one-on-one thing, I'll do the year thing, whatever that was.
Oh, just
yeah, you have your own house and
your
own children.
Relationship 1 year.
Yeah,
but then you have to move on. What if you fall in love with them completely and then you have to move on to someone else? This is like my real life.
Tough bananas.
Thank you. It's like
see ya. Bye.
My jealousy would be raging. Those sister wives wouldn't have a chance. And then if he keeps bringing more wives in,
so you don't want to be a sister wife.
That sounds
wife.
Exhausting. No. I mean,
I'm the only
it would
one.
Be nice, it would be nice to share some of the house duties, you know, cooking and diapering and all of that. But, that would be really tough.
What? I don't understand the point. If it's not one big orgy, what are we doing here? Why?
Children.
Chores.
Right.
The guy gets sick of just sleeping with one woman. That's the deal.
That's the lifelong
struggle. And so they have
struggle,
like eight wives.
I hope you're happy with your choice. Would you rather?
This has been Would You Rather.
Separate beds. Yeah, forget the separate comforters.
Kenny, the segment's over.
Still speculating.
Oh, God. When we come back, a brand new temporary segment. Tech news with Alexis Thompson.
Yes.
I repeat, tech news with Alexis Thompson. Please, don't turn the channel. We'll be right back.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
You want to be in great company, come on.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
We're right here, Rocco. Very, very rude. Very, very, very rude. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the Morning. I'm by Talk World 7-1, everything entertainment, everything tech news. I'm Jace with Lex, Don, and Kenny. Okay, you know, we have some segments on our show that we don't do all the time. We don't have them scheduled, like Unhappy Homo, the companion series to that, Don Don't Care. We have animal news sometimes that we pull out. And this is one of them. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our new every so often segment, and we're calling it Tech News with Alexis Thompson. That's right. There's a very technical sound effect of people typing on a computer.
Yes. Commodore 64.
That's right.
Yeah.
Lex.
Yes, geez.
First question, why for are we doing tech news today?
I have a couple stories that I just want you all to be aware of.
Okay.
Us as social media users, okay, but especially for parents, because there is a new Instagram rival called Dispo, and it's already the fourth most downloaded social media app.
What?
This is the app that's David Dobrik, who's a star on YouTube. He has started, and a lot of kids love him. A lot of kids are getting this Instagram rival. Whoa. It's also kind of touted as the anti-Instagram because it's inspired by nostalgia. So you have the analog film cameras. You can't cut photos. You can't edit them. You can't add filters, stickers, text, or anything like that. The other difference that I find interesting is that you can't publish things instantly or whenever you want. You post something, and it's not revealed until 9 the next morning.
Oh, okay.
So it's just like this big dump of photos from whoever you're following and what you've done, too.
It's like 4:45 from Amy Daniels' office from our boss.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Right, it's like a Daniels dump.
A whole bunch of emails.
But in an app.
So yeah, if you decide, ooh, I shouldn't have put that up there, can you take it down before it dumps?
That's a good question. I do not know the answer to that.
Okay.
But you can't add a caption. You can't explain what's going on in the photo.
Oh.
So I don't know if this is maybe a relief for some people because you just put the photo up and then off you go. You can also, you can't do like a photo roll where you slide. Each photo is published separately.
Okay.
You can give likes. Which now, you know, Instagram is, what's with that? They're kind of on and off about that.
Yeah.
Yes, Kenny, you going to sign up?
So you can give likes? I was going to ask, can you comment on these? Do I, if I use this, will I have to deal with the comments? Because that's what I don't want. Yeah,
yep.
I don't like that about Twitter. But doesn't this seem like we, old technology? Like, let's go back to horse and buggy days. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, there was an interview with David Dobrik with the New York Times, and he says that he wants to have an experience closer to using a disposable camera, Do you guys remember those?
Oh, yes, of course.
I still have some I've never, ever took to the store to
have. Oh, my God, you have to. Really?
Yeah.
I found a few, too. Jeez, I wonder if the film is any good in there.
Yeah,
I don't know.
My favorite, they used to be a big deal at weddings. I would take crotch shots of my own crotch and then just toss them in the pile.
Yeah, that's what everybody does. Yeah.
Oh, I thought I was the only one.
No, we all do that. Yeah.
Everyone does that, yeah. Okay. Yeah. What's this called again, Lex? What is this?
Dispo. D-I-S-P-O. So just
bingo, what's
so
his name?
You know. It's also valued right now at $200 million.
Goodly gracious.
Yep, this young app has a lot of investments and looks like the kids are already going. It launched mid-February, and yeah, it's the fourth most downloaded app right now.
Oh, there it is, Dispo.
Does it have a lot of... what I don't like about Instagram is that it's attached to Facebook and owned by Facebook. So if I could get off of it, that would be great.
Yeah, this is... standalone in that way.
It doesn't have great reviews. I'm looking at it. I'm in the app store right now. But
what are they saying?
The app feels sluggish. Most of the button links don't work, for example. And chaotic. I'm getting the word chaos came up like twice here. I'm quickly thumbing through some reviews here. Has 3.6. In the Apple Store, in the App Store. I don't know, this looks weird. The interface looks odd. I'm
kind of like when you open up TikTok, Jason.
I'm barely on TikTok. I mean, I'm there. I have an account. I don't even know what my name is. I think it's Jason Matheson. I think it's Mr. Jason Matheson because Jason Matheson was taken by like a 12-year-old. Which, you know, I'm sure he wants me to buy it from him for an exorbitant amount of money. Let me see. I'm Mr. Jason Matheson. And I sound like Kenny. Don't follow me because I don't have anything on there.
Yeah, you don't have anything on.
Right. I have nothing. I have nothing. Anyway, but
I posted a little bit on TikTok. I do go in there. There's kind of niche trends that you can, and hashtags that you can follow. So there's some fun, creative ways that people are sharing info, and it feels more positive. But you're right. There's still some moments where I'm like, what is happening here? And to add another social media app?
No.
That's exhausting.
Again, and we all feel this. I know we do on this show. I barely want Facebook.
Yeah.
If I didn't have to, that would be the first thing that would go is Facebook.
I just have it to talk to you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, for Messenger.
I mean, it's not even fun to stalk your exes on there anymore. You know what I mean? That used to be what you did, or potential dates. Now that's what Instagram is for. It's to look at your exes and see how they've changed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And for the record, I have never done that.
Right. Okay.
Because my exes have all blocked me. But that's a whole other thing. No. No.
There's no exes.
My Ryan, my ex, shockingly, like, listens to our show still.
Oh,
like, a lot.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, he listens to our show all the time. So.
I know his mom does, too.
Yeah.
I ran into her. Kind of in the same neck of the woods over here.
The MJ. 7:55, when we come back, we're going down the rabbit hole with a little known piece of Disney history. This one about a screening of Beauty and the Beast that made history. Next.